Hey, it's me, Miracle, and we're back with more Listening with Lachey. And today I'm just at home chilling, and I just thought I'd make a podcast for you guys because I haven't done one in a while. So let's get to it. Today our segment's gonna be called Minimum Wage, or is it more like Outrage? Because if you just ask me, the pay for minimum wage is really just outrageous. They always say it's the little things that matter in life. But today I'm here to speak for the little people. And little people, we say we're tired of minimum wage. Like, did the big people who even made minimum wage even try to live off minimum wage? Just think about it. How is it even possible? $7.25 an hour in the world we live in today? It's not even possible to get a house with that much. I mean, I'm not a math genius or nothing, but $7.25, let's see, times 40 hours a week. So we're just going to round it up. 7 times 40, that's what, $280? $280 a week. Plus taxes taken out, so that's like $260 a week times 4. That's just a little over $800. And what can you do with that? Just pay rent. That's if you're just living in a single family home. But with the world we live in today, you gotta pay for lights, gas, car insurance, life insurance. You already see my point. It's not possible just to live off minimum wage. Another thing I realized with people who are getting paid minimum wage. It seems like we're the ones to do all the work. Just visualize being at work. And you see everyone else just lingering around, doing nothing. But then you remember, they have higher paid positions. Like, you're the ones who's getting paid the lowest of the low. But you have to scrub the floors, stay late, work longer hours, get the bad shifts. Why is that? Who chose us to be the bottom of the scums? I mean, call me crazy or call me greedy, but I just feel like if I'm going to be working hard, my check should show off for it. I shouldn't be working hard, sleepy every day, only to come home, well, come on Fridays and look at my check and try to figure out when does the work pay off. According to the website called Pros and Cons, yes, I decided to do a little research because I felt like if I was going to talk about the topic, I should really know what's going on. Or was I just the only one illusioning these things? So first off, according to ProCon.org, increasing our minimum wage would not only help us out, but it will also reduce poverty. Just think about it. Like, the people are in poverty because they can't afford to live based off our economy. And the more our economy goes up, the more we have to pay. But if minimum wage went up, or even just pay on the regular basis just went up, more people could afford the cost of living. Have you ever just looked around at how many people really lived on the street? People didn't just choose to be homeless, but it was like they had no choice. Jobs today don't pay enough, and they definitely don't pay enough for you to live off of. And so, with the cost of living nowadays, and people not being able to afford it, it became to house and cars, then just living out of your car. Then eventually the cars get taken away, and so what's next? You're forced to live on the street. Shaking a cup of change for money every day. No one wants to do that, but I mean, you gotta eat, right? Another thing on ProCon that caught my attention was that if you increase minimum wage, you'll also be increasing the school attendance records, and you'll also decrease the high school dropout records. High school students drop out early because most people want to help their parents, like pay rent, pay for necessities, help the little siblings out. So they take one for the team. They drop out of high school early, get jobs, and even though they're trying their best to help out, the jobs they can get with the record they have don't allow them to get paid much. And so if parents were able to pay for necessities on their own, the kids wouldn't have to drop out. So that's what they're saying. Like, high school dropouts would decrease, and then attendance record will go up because kids could stay in school instead of having to drop out early to help their parents. You know how at home you got cereal with no milk, peanut butter with no jelly, ham with no cheese? That's what minimum wage will have you living like. It's like you get a house, but you don't get the electricity and the gas, or the cable and the phone. It's like you can get a car, but and pay the car note, but not the car insurance. You can't have both. So what I'm saying is that minimum wage should be increased. Like, it doesn't even match the cost of living, no matter what state you're in or what country you're in. And at this point, the government should look over this because it's sad. It's just sad. And call me crazy, but if I got a degree and the person next to me don't have a degree and we getting paid the same amount, something is definitely wrong. There is no clear picture right there. But that's the end for this episode of Listening with Lachey. You know, there's going to be more next week. Just keep on tuning in as I go over outrageous things that just keep on going on in our world.